Hello, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Cynthia Sosa. And continuing my series on programs supported by the United Way of Southwest Oklahoma, working together, improving lives and strengthening individuals and families. Joining me is my dear friend, Marcia Frazier. And it's been many years since we've talked about teen court, and we're here to talk about it today. Good afternoon, Marcia. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
So let's jump right in. Let's tell people, what is teen court?
Teen court is a first-time offenders program for juveniles between the ages of 10 and 17 who have been arrested for a misdemeanor offense. Our program began back in 1991, and in fact, we became a partner agency of the United Way of Southwest Oklahoma in 1993, and we have been ever since, which I'm very proud of. But nevertheless, the program is for first-time offenders. They are given the opportunity to have their case heard and sentenced by a jury of their peers, as opposed to having formal charges filed against them.
Right.
So every Thursday evening, we convene at the Comanche County Courthouse, and my volunteers hear and sentence the cases of these first offenders. I have been the director of teen court since 1996.
Right.
And over those years, I've watched the problems with our youth changing.
Tell us what that means.
When I first began, a lot of our cases were just shoplifting cases, which I am not condoning by any means. But since then, it has turned into much more serious offenses, such as assault and battery and possession of alcohol and drugs, burglary, graffiti, breaking and entering, fights at school, and things are getting much more elevated in that area of crime. Our program went for many years with just our sentencing program at the courthouse, and it worked great. But in the last 10 years or so, we noticed our success rate was dropping off. We felt that we needed to start giving some intense training to the areas that were affecting our kids mostly. And that was conflict resolution and anger management, substance abuse, and it was just faulty thinking in general, the kind of thinking that causes peer pressure and us to fall under peer pressure. Our kids were getting younger and younger. When I started, they were 15, 16-year-olds coming through, and now they're 10 and 11-year-olds coming through.
Wow.
And so we developed a program called Turning Point Educational Program. It is mandatory for all of our offenders that come through teen court. The first two classes deal with faulty thinking. The second two classes deal with the dangers of drugs and alcohol and substance abuse in general. The last two classes are on conflict resolution and anger management. Our kids today are very angry. They're angry about their circumstances. They're angry about their parents' life choices. 70% of them come from low to moderate income homes. There is usually one head of household in that house. It could very likely be mom and or dad. Most of the time it's grandma, or they're sleeping on the couch of a friend. So there's a lot of things that these juveniles need counseling for, and they've got to be given the tools in order to be able to rise above that.
Sure.
And so I have found, with my past experience and the data that we've collected, that the kids that are coming through the education, first of all, they are getting the sentence at teen court by their peers, and they're doing community service, doing jury duty, and I find out that they want to volunteer and then even train to be our attorneys. So they are turning their life around. But the educational classes give them the opportunity to talk to the certified facilitators for the state of Oklahoma about their problems at home. It gives us insight to, and it also gives them the curriculum to take home with them so that they can refer back to it once they end the classes. It's a win-win all the way around. I absolutely love these kids. I love them. Every child is unique. Every child has potential. Every child can succeed.
When given the tools.
Exactly. They've got to be given the right tools. Their self-esteem has got to be built up. They've got to know that they do count for something.
Yes.
Because many of them truly do not know why they're in this world. And many of them have said they don't want to be. Therefore, we've got to work with them. We've got to love them. We've got to realize that when a juvenile acts out, a teenager, even a young child, there is always a bottom line that causes that action, and their behavior is caused by something going on. So we need to get to the root of the problem. Teen Court is here to change their lives one step at a time, help them along the way.
Absolutely.
One other thing I do want to mention, we expanded our program in 2012 with this education, and we partnered with Lawton Public Schools. We've got our facilitators going into the Bridge Academy, which is where the kids go when they have been suspended from school.
Right. Uh-huh.
And our educators are in there educating those at-risk youth with the same curriculum that we are using in the office. Those kids are completing that program. They're being allowed to go back to a public school setting, and they do not reoffend. They've got the tools in their back pocket.
Well, what is some contact information?
Our office address is 814 C Avenue, area code 580-250-1466.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon at 444 and 544 as I continue this series on the United Way of Southwest Oklahoma partner agencies that work together to improve lives by strengthening individuals and families. For the Texoma Report, I'm Cynthia Sosa.